While the eastern half of the Christian world collapsed during a controversy about the sex of angels, its western half is now breaking down due to a controversy about the sex of humans, along with a civilizational suicide. Gender theory is central to the woke religion. It serves as a foundational framework upon which everything else can be built or deconstructed, as it enables the disavowal of all manifestations of reality, after having successfully challenged the most fundamental manifestations of the human body. By denying sexual binary distinctions between man and woman, father and mother, it undermines the notion of family as a cornerstone of social structure. It obliterates society, the individual becomes a mere number, and terms like parent one and parent two cancel out biological facts. By removing the father and emasculating the man, the patriarchal system and the notion of authority are therefore abolished, paving the way to anarchy. This theory becomes the universal key to various delusions. Jean-François Bronstein believes that gender theory embodies the mystery, in a religious sense, of wokeism. From transsexual to transgender. Wokeism dismisses the notion of the body and solely believes in consciousness. It rejects scientific truths, reality, reason, material evidence, and the concepts of testing and empiricism. This religion believes that consciousness is trapped within a material body, and is looking to be freed from its burdensome constraints. The pure consciousness is so absolute that it disregards the body as such. This is how wokeism oversteps transsexuality and elevates the transgender on a pedestal above all other categories. In other words, to be a man, a woman or anything else, one does not need to resort to surgery. To be this or that, one should only wish for it, and act as such. The physical aspect is merely superfluous and entirely irrelevant. This is how a woke psychologist, John Money, tried to prove that gender is cultural rather than biological, suggesting that it is shaped by social conditions rather than determined by sex. He thus believed that, based on this premise, he could change boys into girls and vice versa, provided it is done early enough. Here, it is worth recalling that his experiment on young David resulted in suicide. However, according to the advocate of wokeism, and Fausto Sterling, the solution would have been to go beyond Money's approach. She believes that Money's failure stemmed from his confinement within the notion of sexual binary inherited from a patriarchal society that developed its own norms over millennia. In her view, there is an infinity of genders that should be recognized, and young David could have been saved had he been granted another path, other than masculinity or femininity. While the eastern half of the Christian world collapsed and was Islamized during a controversy about the sex of angels, the western half is now breaking down due to a controversy about the sex of humans, coupled with civilizational suicide. Intersectionality. In the wake of gender theory, academic trends have developed the theory of intersectionality, defining identity communities classified into confined castes. Their relations are built on hatred, mistrust and distrust, as well as on the weight of their ancestors' presumed sins or sufferings. This notion of intersectionality was coined by the woke American legal scholar Kimberly Crenshaw. It adds indigenism or decolonizationism perspectives to criteria of race and gender. While confronted with white people, decolonials are further divided into rival identity subgroups. Consequently, Western countries have experienced clashes between different decolonial ethnicities on their soil. The theory of race. Adding to gender theory is the surge of critical race theory. Beyond its strong focus on identity, the woke movement is profoundly racist and managed to revive the hateful notion of race. While in the aftermath of the Second World War, the Western world was striving to erase that same notion or lessen its relevance, the woke came about and made it worse. They established their worldview on the very principle of racial differences. While the 20th century's anti-racists pursued racial equality, the woke racialists aimed to establish a hierarchical value and a rigid classification system with no hope of redemption. All whites are racist, regardless of their real intentions, asserted the woke activist Barbara Applebaum. Every white individual must pay for their privileges, their whiteness, and their historical legacy. Unlike anti-racists, the racialist woke supporters do not seek to abolish oppression but to reverse it, and target those perceived as being privileged. There's a clear intention to annihilate so-called adversaries, which Jean-François Bronstein identifies as one of the most abhorrent aspects of this ideology. The praise of injustice. The advocates of wokeism reject the other and strive to remedy injustice through inverse injustice. They do not believe in equality but rather aim to fix the world by prioritizing the underprivileged over the most fortunate. They want to tackle the issue of racism by redirecting it towards the white population. However, their way to improve the world is to perpetuate the notion of injustice. Racist to the core, they evaluate others solely on their skin color. As Raphael Inthoven accurately expresses it, wokeism is racism at its worst, its hell. For the wokes, equal opportunity is no longer acceptable as they perceive it to be a white privilege that only some people can benefit from. Therefore, they lean towards restoring the concept of discrimination, but this time around, against white people. African-American linguist John McWhorter denounced this offensive doctrine as being neo-racist and mostly harmful to the black community. In fact, the subtitle of his book Woke Racism, says it all, how a new religion has failed black America. This religion believes that equity is achieved by enforcing inequality and therefore oppressing those deemed privileged. According to this theory, as espoused by some Lebanese woke intellectuals, Christians in Lebanon must be held accountable just like every Western white person. But first and foremost, they must also be stripped of their right to be white. In this regard, they should be deprived of their cultural, historical, and biological identity. Some pseudo-woke historians would like to deconstruct their history through a series of lies and inaccuracies. Lebanese Christians are hence viewed as an anomaly across history, geography, and anthropology. The very fact of having to ask for their right to safeguard their freedom and culture is seen as proof of their inherent racism. As François Xavier Bellamy asterisk adequately framed it, they are requested to feel guilty for wanting to exist. Asterisk François Xavier Bellamy in Maya Kadra, Samir Gigi, L'Avenir du Liban, Alissa, 2023.